With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A series of reported tornadoes has torn through the Midwestern United States.
Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. So a lot of those states did have pretty widespread severe weather yesterday. Wind and hail were the most common reports. A lot of large hail, a lot of strong winds. But there were also several tornadoes scattered about within that corridor as well. So definitely an active day of severe weather yesterday across the middle part of the country.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard reporting. A gunman goes on a shooting rampage in Ukraine's capital.
The head of Ukraine's Interior Ministry says police units on Saturday were sent to a grocery store in Kyiv, where a gunman took hostages, barricading himself. Ihor Klemenko says before entering the store, the gunman shot and killed four people at point-blank range and a fifth person inside the store. A sixth person died of her injuries at a hospital. Klemenko says after officers tried negotiating with the man for about 40 minutes, they stormed the building, killing him. I'm Donna Water.
The United States and Iran are locked in a standoff over the Strait of Hormuz. Saturday, Iran fired on a ship trying to pass through, escalating tensions. The U.S. continues its blockade of Iranian ports, while Iran restricts passage in the strait. Two gunboats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard, meanwhile, opened fire on a tanker transiting the Strait of Hormuz. Despite this, Pakistani officials reported progress towards a deal, with a ceasefire in Lebanon easing tensions. An American delegation has met recently with Cuban government officials in the island nation. It marks a renewed diplomatic push, even as President Trump has threatened to intervene in Cuba and its leader this week. This is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their future.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, "God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him." Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by both voters and journalists, have become big news lately. The races are hotly contested in many states as they have become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBTQ books, and religious freedom. The races have attracted a lot of attention in different districts. This is SRN News. A dangerous drug has experienced a drastic resurgence across the U.S.
Carfentanil is a weapons-grade chemical that the Drug Enforcement Administration says is 10,000 times more potent than morphine and 100 times stronger than fentanyl. The rise coincides with a recent crackdown by the Chinese government on the sale of precursors used to make fentanyl and is likely leading traffickers in Mexico to use carfentanil to boost the potency of a weakened version of fentanyl. The surge comes even as fentanyl seizures and overall drug overdose deaths continue a multi-year decline. John Scott reporting.
The contentious U.S. has experienced record drought levels for this time of the year, according to weather data. Meteorologists warn this could worsen wildfire risks, food prices, and water issues in the West. Over 61% of the lower 48 states are moderate to drought. This is SRN News.